Our guest in the cafe this morning is the movie reviewer with the Herald Banner, Alice Reese. Good morning.
Good morning, John Moore.
A Star is Born. Now, how many different versions will this be for A Star?
Four.
Are you sure?
Yes, I've seen all of them.
Well, let's count them. Because there's Judy Garland and James Mason's the first one I'm aware of.
No, there's one before that.
Okay, no, that's right. Well, who was that?
Janet Gaynor and Frederick March. It's not a musical, but it is in color, 1937. It's pretty. It works well. All of them do. All of them have this great same story. The third one is the Kris Kristofferson and Barbara Streisand in the 76, and then this one now.
Actually, I thought it might even be more than that, but four makings of this story. Yeah, and I read one reviewer said, of course, now this may be the perspective of someone who's 28 years old, but say, this is the best one of all of them. So,
in some ways it is, because it's more of a fleshed out story than any of them. This time we learn about the backstory of the two main characters, and their relatives and their young lives are discussed, and so it's a deeper story.
Okay, so this is with Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga.
Yes, and that's what her name's going to be that on the screen too. Her name is Stephanie Unpronounceable, and she's going to be called Lady Gaga.
She's not known by any other name.
And she really does an excellent job. Probably has a really good chance to not only get nominated but win the Oscar.
Well, she's not clearly not just a singer. She is quite the performer. You know,
right.
she's an entertainer. So
she
it's
is
not
yeah,
surprising.
All the way around, and she really virtually can do anything. Mm. And in this, she sings of several different genres of music. The first one is the La Vie en Rose by Edith Piaf's number, and mm-hmm. she just kills it with that. And then she goes on to do all kinds of other songs.
And I understand Bradley Cooper sings in this?
He did. He took lessons for 6 months, and he had gone to college with a choir scholarship, so he thought he could sing, but not like this. They needed him to be a rock singer, kind of country leaning, and a guy that had years and years of experience and was kind of on his way down when she's on her way up.
Does he also play guitar?
He did very well with that too. Yes, and he went and met with Eddie Vedder and all kinds of people to get some instruction. He did very well. Also, he directed the movie,
mm-hmm.
and it's his first time.
Wow. I'm surprised there's as much interest in this as there seems to be.
Well, it's maybe because of her, and Bradley's a pretty big star too. You know, he's already had 3 Oscar nominations of his own, mm-hmm. and I don't know, maybe it's more of a traditional movie, but maybe the times are ready for that. It's more of a traditional story.
Yeah. We're talking with Alice Reese, and Alice is the movie critic with the Herald Banner. Now, another movie coming out this week is The Old Man and the Gun, and this is supposedly Robert Redford's last movie.
He says that he is. He says he's going to still be involved in production, maybe even in directing, but this is the last time he's going to be on screen, and it's a really very, very good farewell for him. It's obviously a true story, but it's been tailored to fit him.
How old is he now?
I think he's 82.
He's in his 80s. Yeah.
Uh-huh. And it's about a criminal, a real-life criminal named Forrest Tucker, who the story takes place in the 80s, the early 80s, and he robs banks, and he also gets out of jail. He's escaped 16 times. We don't know that at the beginning. We just think, anyway, he's a gentlemanly bank robber. And the people that he robs always have nice things to say about him. It's like even though he took their money, it was the nicest thing that happened to them that day.
He's a charmer, and that suits Robert Redford very well.
Yes, he is. And Sissy Spacek, they are both, you know, of that generation, but they've never appeared together, and they really have some nice chemistry.
Well, of course, now she's a good deal younger. I mean, she's getting up there in years, but she's young enough to be his daughter, I would say.
No, she's late 60s. 60s.
Is she late 60s?
Yeah.
I didn't think she looks that old.
Oh, she could get by with 40. Oh, yeah, she really looks great.
She's a beautiful woman. She's from Quitman, by the way.
Right, yes.
That's just right down the road within our listening area. Tom Waits is in the... Did you know who Tom Waits
is? Oh, sure.
Is?
Oh, sure. With his gravelly voice. And he and Danny Glover are the other elderly gentlemen that are in on the, the robberies. And they are kind of classy guys. The reason they get... One of the reasons is because they're all so old. They make themselves look even older, and no one pays attention to those kind of guys.
Right.
So they have quite an interesting thing going, and you find yourself, it's like Catch Me If You Can. The Casey Affleck plays this Texas lawman who's after Forrest Tucker, and you kind of you don't want him to catch him. You kind of, you know, you can't help, but this guy, he just eludes them so many times.
I probably don't need to say this, but we should say this has nothing to do with the actor Forrest Tucker that some people
know. No, and I did. It's spelled the same way, too. It's just a coincidence that that's the guy's name.
Star of F Troop.
Yes. Right. And big-time movie star right. in the
he
40s.
Was.
Yeah,
was.
Yeah, I remembered him.
That's true. Well, so both of these are getting great reviews.
Oh, yes. See both of them if you can.
And both are going to be in wide release.
They should, but I'm not positive The Old Man and the Gun will be in Greenville, but I know that Star is born. Right. They've got it on their marquee.
Okay,
so
good.
It will be.
Alice, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
Thank you.
Alice Reese, Harold Banner, movie critic. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.